एवं परंपरा प्राप्तमिदं राजाशयो विदु सकलनिहा महाता योगनस्ता परंतपा. The transcendental science has been handed down from guru to disciple since our time immemorial. In this way, the saintly kings are handing down the message, but with the passage of time, the message as it was got lost. Therefore, I have come to reinstate the message. Krishna originally taught to Lord Brahma, and Brahma established the Vedas. In this way, the knowledge has been handed down from guru to disciple. Then from Manu it was handed down to the king Ikshvaku. Like this, Vivishwan handed to Manu, Manu to Ikshvaku. So the knowledge had been handed down. But Krishna said that this knowledge had been lost. The chain of disciplic succession is broken. This shows us the importance of having the guru parampara. One needs to learn from a bona fide spiritual master. The Hindi anuvad ho raha hai. Kaha pa? Kaha? Ab dekhiye hat uthaya. Bangla khota anuvad hoche. আরো পিছনে বাংলা অনুবাদ হচ্ছে তামিল. হরে কৃষ্ণ তামিল অঙ্গা অঙ্গা তামিল তামিল ইঙ্গা ওয়ারা মালায়ালাম ইংলিশ. What language you know? You know English? Aap English don't they? What? Jai Gretchi Bhusena Hindi Bangla Bhusen Odiki Hindi Bangla Nubar Hotsi. I can have English Volvo. If you see somebody spacing out, falling asleep, they don't know what's being said, tell them where to go. So like this, that the message is handed down from guru to disciple. In the Padma Purana, it says there are four bona fide disciplic succession. Brahma, Rudra, Sri and Kumar. Coming from Krishna through Lord Brahma, through Lakshmi, through Shiva, and through the four Kumaras. We are coming in the Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma, Madhva, why keep coming off? Someone is off again and again. Hare Krishna. Brahma, Madhva, Gauriya, Vaishnava, ISKCON. In the Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Acharya is there. In the Rudra Sampradaya, there's Balava Acharya. In the Kumar Sampradaya is Nimbarka Goswami. Like this, there are different prominent acharyas. So the message is handed down from guru to disciple. Like this, we need to have one bona fide guru coming in one of the four disciplic successions, who is teaching the science as it is. So this is a story about Raghunath Das, who was seeking to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometime there may be the local guru, but there's also some acharya who is in charge of the preaching. At the time of Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, there are many gurus, but Lord Nityananda, he was responsible for the preaching in Bengal. And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were responsible for the preaching in Vrindavan. Like that, there was some division of responsibility. So Raghunath Das, he didn't go to Lord Nityananda, he was directly trying to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he faced a lot of problems. His father and grand and uncle were zamindars. They had to pay annual tax to the government, 1,200 gold coins. And they were collecting about 2 million gold coins in taxes. So about 800,000 gold coins they were making income, just from the tax, apart from their own investments. They had army. They had all kinds of infrastructure. They were like a small kings, you can say, in the old zamindari system. So he was one of the richest families in Bengal at the time. And his uncle had no issue. He was the heir to everything. He was the only son, the oldest son, at least. So like this, but he was not interested. He was a grahastha, but he wanted to leave everything and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he ran away from home and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lord Chaitanya sent him back. Said that grihasthas should stay with their home. They shouldn't leave. They should practice from their home. Let their mind and heart be with Krishna, but they should do their duties materially very nicely. So just like if the wife is having some lover other than the husband, she may do her housework more nicely than other women, because she don't want to be discovered. Like that, you can keep your heart with Krishna, but you do your material affairs very responsibly, so everyone will be satisfied. This is the standard for the grihasthas. So for 1 year, Raghunath Das, he was doing his grihastha work very nicely. In that time, there was a former tax collector who had been displaced by his uncle. He was not getting his share of the taxation. You know, in the taxation, sometimes there's some kickback system. So this tax collector was not getting any kickback. So he was very angry. He realized that also this Govardhan Mazumdar, the uncle, he was not paying his full tax. He was cheating the government about 300,000 gold coins. So therefore he reported to the Minister of Finance that there is something going wrong. So Minister of Finance did a raid and tried to arrest the two zamindars, but they got inside information and escaped. So only person was there was Raghunath Das. So they arrested him. He is not guilty. So then he is thinking, you know, how these material affairs are so dirty. So much golmaal is there. Then, but he was very expert, so then he talked to this tax collector. The minister left, but the previous tax collector was there. He talked to him. He was a very respectable Muslim. He told him how you are just like my father. You used to come here all the time. I see you like my father and you are a great peer. You are a holy man. Somehow because of my uncles and my father disagreement with you, and you are like also like father. These are like brothers. All of you are brothers. Brothers are sometimes having misunderstanding, then sometimes they are friends. I'm sure that I can resolve this matter so that you can also become satisfied in your life and achieve all the what you need. So I think my father and uncle have not dealt with you properly. They have mistreated you, and I'd like to resolve all these matters for you. Hearing such sweet words, he started to cry and embraced him and said, yes, you are such a nice boy. From today on, I accept you just like my son. So then he released Raghunath Das and said, you please go discuss with your uncle and father and you try to resolve this matter. Because actually all he wants is a cut. So then he arranged such a meeting and they worked out amongst themselves some kind of deal. And the whole matter was resolved friendly way.